We are on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots, about 8-9 lines down. So finishing up the sugya, we said v'lo ibemachet she'ena nekuva. So we said in the Mishnah, when we're speaking about things with which a woman should not go out with, we mentioned v'lo ibemachet she'ena nekuva. So this was the last case in the Mishnah, the 11th thing which we said, about which we said v'miyotzes eina chayevis chatas, implying that it is considered to be a tachshit of sorts, and therefore midiraisa, there's no problem per se for a woman to go out with it, but there is a gzeir derabana nevertheless. So to go out with a machach in nekuva is a problem. So says the Gemara, lamai chazya. So what exactly does a woman do with this? Rashi says, lamai chazya, I don't know, about 25 lines down, lamai chazya, first word in the line, lamai chazya letachshit diktoni eina chayevis chatas, meaning to the extent that we're saying eina chayevis chatas, it must be that be'etzim, this is considered to be a tachshit of sorts, and she should be allowed to wear it, but it shayach to the gzeir of Dilma shalfa machvi, and therefore she's not going to be mechuyev a chatas. So what does a woman do with this? It's just a pin. So on Rabbi Yosef, Hayo the Isha Oigeriz Ba Sa'ara. A woman is Oigeriz Ba Sa'ara. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ayotze Chutz Lekishureha Kerachta Sava Vamachat V'teisev V'techeviz Hamachat B'svacha Mitachteh Ashla Yir Sa'ara. So she's got a little bit of hair which sticks out. So she takes this pin, and she wraps the hair around this pin, and then she tucks it back inside underneath of the svacha. That's what she uses it for. So, Amalei Abaya, well, if so, I didn't understand. B'chlal l'din v'tahavi kibiris t'hoira v'tishri. It should be like this biris. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, t'havi kibiris, the Tana Masnissan, Biris Tayyar Melatame, there it's a question of two men tire. The Yitzin Bav, he came in etz other shaysim the sheker, al bati sheker, lahat kun shayipra al regler. It's basically an item which was used for tznius to ensure that her clothing stays in place. And Rashi points out on the next Rashi, about five lines down, the kevun dilet tzniusahi loy shalfa omahvi. To the extent that it's used for tznius, it's not the type of thing which a woman is going to take on and off. Says Rashi, V'hai machet nami litznius desar b'isha erva. A woman's not allowed to have her hair uncovered. V'le machvia, and therefore she's not going to show off this machet. V'amai leitetze lechatchila. So if she really needs this pin to gather the hair and then stick it back underneath, to keep everything in place for the sake of tznius, so then this should be a perfectly normal beged, and there shouldn't be any restriction whatsoever placed on it. Ella, Tirgum Ravada, Narsha, Kamed Rabbi Yosef, Hoyal V'Isha, Chilakis Basaira, B'Shabbos. But rather, what does a woman do with this? She parts her hair with it on Shabbos. Rashi says, Chilakis Lakan, Lakan Be'emsa Reisha, Shakun Griva Balaz. So she uses this to part her hair with on Shabbos. So again, we ask, L'may Hazia, B'Shabbos L'may Hazia. So what does she do with it on Shabbos? Well, she says, Hare B'Shabbos in a Chalekes Saira. She's not going to be combing and parting her hair, which some Rishonim question and say why. But the point is, where is the element and aspect of Tachshit over here that we're saying, really, it's a Tachshit? And really, she should be allowed to go out with it. But we're concerned that she's going to show it off to her friends. So, Amar Rava, Tas Shilzov Yeshla Al Reisha. So, there is a golden tablet or tray which she has on her head. The Chol Chalekis Basaira. So, on a weekday, she kind of uses it to part her hair. The Shabbos, Menichasa Keneged Padachta. And on Shabbos, she places that golden section on her forehead, and it serves as an ornament. It serves as a tachshit of sorts. If you look at Rashi says, Dashel Zav Yeshal Reisha Ha'echad Vasheni Uketave. So it's kind of, I guess, there's like a tray section, and then there's like a thin section. So we say Bechol Chalakes Saira Buketz. In the weekday, she kind of parts her hair with a sharp, pointy section. She sticks the pin bit into the svacha, into this cap which covers her hair. Vatash bereisha, and like the tray, flat golden section, she has munach al padachta as a ornament, as a piece of jewelry, and it's legabi that we're concerned that tilma shalfor machvias. So in other words, there is an element of jewelry within this particular type of machat, and hence it's shaykh to the regular din of the Mishnah of Dilma, Shalfa, or Machvia. Fine. And again, as we mentioned, we're going to come back at some stage and see Lach Lamaisa, how this is relevant nowadays with women wearing jewelry. We'll first see a little bit more about men, and then we'll see later on how this is Negeh Ladina. Says the Mishnah Vayta, Leyetze Ish Bisandal Hamisumer. A man is not able to go out with a sandal hamisumer. We're going to see that Gemara is going to discuss this at great length. But for now, this is basically some type of a sandal which has studs underneath it. And even though there's no reason why a person shouldn't be able to wear it, because there was a particular tragedy which took place through the sandal hamasumer, which the Gemara will speak about, so therefore Chazal forbade us from wearing a sandal hamasumer. You can't go out with one single sandal on your feet. We'll see why. Bizman Shein Baragle Maka, unless you have a maka. I mean, if you have a maka, you've got a wound, then we will permit you to wear one sandal, and we will see, does that mean to wear a sandal on the wounded foot? Or does it mean to wear a sandal on the unwounded foot? That we're going to see. That's going to be a machlekes in the Gemara, exactly what that's referring to. We'll see. Believe it's tefillin. One should not go out wearing tefillin on Shabbos. And we know that there is a machlekes in Maseches Erevin as to whether or not a person is allowed to wear tefillin, as to whether a person is allowed to wear tefillin or not. But we'll see if it has anything to do with that. So too, one is not able to go out with an amulet if it is not an expert amulet. And we're going to see, we're going to get into a discussion. There's two elements of expertise needed when it comes to a kameh. One is that the fellow who wrote the amulet, the one who wrote the kameh, is a mumcha. He's an expert, and he has shown his expertise in that he's been able to cure and protect three people. Then there's another element of expertise in the actual kameh itself, that the kameh itself has been used three times to heal. So we'll discuss that later on. V'lei b'shirin, v'lei b'kazda, v'lei b'magafayim. So this is different types of armor, shields and boots or guards, shin pads, which soldiers wear. The Miyatza Eina Chayev Chatas. Again, the very fact that the Mishnah says Miyatza Eina Chayev Chatas must mean, remember, with all these things, we always have to look at these Mishnahs with our D'oraisa spectacles and our D'rabbanan spectacles. The fact that the Mishnah says there's no Chayev Chatas, we must conclude that all of these things are considered to be a perfectly good, viable, malbush mid'oraisa. This is considered to be a garment. It's considered to be an article of clothing. And the fact that, therefore, if a man goes out with it, there's not going to be any chiyuv whatsoever. There's a din derabanan, for whatever reason, in all these cases, like we saw in the previous sugya, by a woman, she's going to take it off and show her friends. So we'll have to see in all of these cases, what is the concern. Good. Says the Gemara, sandal hamisumer, my taima. What's the reason why you cannot go out with a sandal which has these cleats, these studs underneath? Amar Shmuel, shlifi hagzera hayu. So some say this word shlifi is from the word shalaf ish na'aloi, like to remove. Meaning these are the ones who ran away, they were bereach, they fled from the gzera, they fled away from the shas hashmad. That's the way some explain what this is. What happened? So the way the Rishonim explain, Rashi doesn't tell us the whole thing, but the way the Rishonim explain is that the Romans made a gzera, and they forbade us certainly to daven, because the Rambam in Pesach Mishnah says that these people who fled, they went into these caves to say Kriya Shema and to daven Shemona Esrei. Some speak about that there was a gzera not to learn Torah. Al-Kopan and these people, they fled, and they went into a cave. They went into a cave. The Omron, what do they say? Hanichnas yikanes. Anyone who wants to come in, you can come in and join us. Meaning to say, we'll see in Rashi in a minute, there was no concern with someone entering the cave. Because imagine if you want to enter a cave, you can look around and about and make sure that the coast is clear and make sure that no one is watching you. And you can enter this secret clandestine cave without anyone noticing you. Whereas the Hayyotse Al Yotse, but once you're in, don't leave, because what happens if as you leave the cave, one of the Roman guards detects you leaving? So then you have ruined the hiding place for everyone else. So Hanichnas Yikanis, you want to come in, the Zintait. But Hayotse Al Yotse, but you must, right? You can come in any time you want, but you can't leave. So, what happened? Nepach sandaloi shal echad mehen. So the sandals of one of the people who came in, he was wearing it front to back, back to front. I mean, Rashi says that there was a particular sandal which you could, in theory, wear it back to front. Usually you'd obviously wear it the right way, front to back, but it could be worn back to front. So someone walked in, normally, as in they walked into the cave, but they were wearing the sandal, instead of having the heel close to the exit of the cave and the toe further in, it looked like the other way around. I mean, it was the other way around, because they were wearing the sandal back to front. And when people saw the prints in the sand, it had the appearance as if someone actually went out to the cave. And then all of a sudden people started to panic, thinking someone obviously couldn't handle the pressure in the cave, and they've left. They've left the cave. In which case it's just a matter of time before the Romans come in and kill us all. So they started to panic. And they all fled deeper and pushed themselves deeper and deeper into the cave. And they were wearing these these shoes, these sandals with studs, and they crushed each other to death, and so on. So let's see again. they said, "Hanichnas yikanes ayetze al yetze nepach sandalei shel echad mehen kesvurim heim echad mehem yotz." They thought one person left. V'ra'u oivim, and the goyim saw the yachshav boyin aleim, and now the goyim are going to come and they're going to attack them. So what happened? Dachiku zeb zeb, hargu zeb zeb, yosim imasha hargu behem oivim. So they ended up killing much more than what the oivim themselves did. So we're going to see over here that being that this took place with the sandal hamasumer, and this took place on a Shabbos, therefore Chazal forbade a person wearing a sandal hamasumer. So let's see a couple of rashes over here. Rashi says, Hanichnas Yikanis, two lines down in the Gemara. Rashi says, Haretzel Yikanis Yikanis. Why?
Sorry, why would there only be a Shabbos Tapuv in Israel? I mean, it's a danger problem. Why would they make a Xerah for Shabbos wearing with such issue?
Right, excellent questions. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. And our Bavli is going to give one answer. And the Yerushalmi is going to give another answer. And we will see a fascinating nafka min ladina which comes out of this. But one thing which comes out of this sugyo, which the Rishonim quote extensively, is, and they say, yeah, like sandal hamasumer and Shabbos daf samach, that when it comes to gzeiras chazal, at times, they only make the gzeira if it's mamish like the ma'aseh shehayah. But we'll see a little bit more in a minute to answer your question. says Rashi, Vayotze al Yetze, Shema Yesh Oyve Mimachutz, Vahu La Yada, he doesn't know when he leaves the cave if the coast is clear, Vayiruhu Viavina Shanukan. So what happened? Nepach Sandalish Yesh Lishtet Piois, there's two openings, Viacholin Oyle Mimbeis Stubbin. In theory, a person can put the sandal on either way. Either way, Avol Nikr Mihu, Lefnemu Mihu, Lachar. Ukushanoi is there, Hafach, he wore it front to back, back to front, I mean. Nira Nechas Kilo Yoitza. It looks as if he was on the way out. So when they were looking at the prints in the sand, it looks as if someone left the cave. And so on. So what happened? Vahargu Zezeh Bidichikos, and so they ended up kicking each other. Shahayu Sandalehen Misu Marim Kain Oisim Shoisim Laragli Susim Roshein Oven, and so on. And therefore says the Gemara that that's the reason why they said a person should not wear a sandal on the summer. So let's already mention a couple of things. The Ritva says over here an interesting thing. He says, I mean, we'll see again a little bit more why specific on Shabbos, but the Ritva says one reason why Chazal were more concerned about Shabbos is the following. I'll read to you the words of the Ritva. He says, Gzeiris chachamim haysa la'oisroi shalayizkru hama'oira hahi v'ya'arvavu simcha Shabbos v'yomtev. Which is quite an amazing thing. Chazal were concerned that because this maisa took place on a Shabbos, if on Shabbos a person wears a sandal hamasumer, that's going to trigger our memory to the extent that a person will remember the tzara which took place, and they will be sad, and that's going to ruin and compromise a person's ability to be besimcha on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Which is quite an amazing thing. I mean, we're 2,000 years after this Maisa Shehoya, and this halacha still applies. You see that if something happened to Klal Yisrael 2,000 years ago, even an isolated incident, it's the type of thing that if we remember it, it's going to ruin our Shabbos, because the expectation is we will be sad, we will be upset. But as we mentioned, we'll see a little bit more about this in a minute. In that same piece, the Ritva asks another question. He says, one second, if a person is wearing a sandal with studs and sharp cleats and so on, which go into the ground, frag the ritz of a tapic laid of it guma, b'masmeresha b'shuleha. You're walking on soft ground, aren't you going to go ahead and make little holes? Yeshloimar de guma lecha shiva binyan ela b'mokim shetzarach leguma b'bayis oibasada. We know if a person digs into the ground, it can be a malacha, it can be a potential binyan in your house, it can be a potential harisha in your field, but stam walking in the Rishus HaRabim would not necessarily be problematic. Okay, we'll see a little bit more later on. good. So that is the first mahalach as to what was the history of the sandal hamasumer. Rabbi Eloi ben Lazar Eimer b'ma'ara hayu yoishvin. They were sitting in a cave. V'shamu koil ma'al gabi hama'ara. It's not that they saw the footprints, which they thought was someone who left the cave. They actually heard the sound, a sound above the cave. Kesvurim hayu shabo aleim arvim. Ayavim, they thought that the enemies were coming. So he says that was what happened. It's interesting that Tzitzis HaRosh says, what does it mean? Shamu koil me'al gabi hama'ara. So rather than the Gemara, I thought it was they heard the sound of the enemies. Tzitzis HaRosh says that pirish koil shal sandal hamasumer. They heard the sound of a sandal hamasumer, and it was from that that they got scared, and therefore they dachiku ze'ezeh, and they ended up pushing each other. So according to this second mahalach, it could very well be that it's not that they crushed each other to death through the sandal hamasumer which they were wearing, but it was the sandal hamasumer which the Romans were wearing, which, you know, made a heavy sound on the ground, which frightened them into thinking that they were coming, and being that that was the catalyst of the panic, that's why you shouldn't wear it in the future, because this was the sound which scared them and frightened them and so on. That is the second mahalach. Finally, Gemara says, Rami bar Yechezkel Omar, Bebeis HaKnesses Hayu Yoishvin. They weren't in the cave. V'shamu koyol ma'achere Bebeis HaKnesses. Kizvurim Hayu Shubo Aleim Oivim. Dachgu Zebezeh V'hargu Zezeh Yoiz V'masha Hargeben Oivim. Ba'is HaShoh Omru Al Yetzi Adem B'sandal HaMasumar. Al Kapanim, these are the three Mahalchim. Ask the Gemara, Iyachi, if so, b'chol nami litzar. So, if so, now, I would think, now we just mentioned three mahalchem as to what exactly was the history, and now we're saying, Iyachi, if so, b'chol nami litzar, I would think that this question would be a question on all three of them. Meaning, there's nothing that we saw which is specific to Shabbos as such, which we would think that only we're asking according to the first Malach, the second Malach, and the third Malach. So the Chayyim Gemara is asking, however you understand in the three Malachim of the Gemara as to what historically happened, but why do they say that this is a Gzeira for Shabbos? A person should not be wearing a sandal HaMasumer any time, even on a weekday. So Yachi B'chol Nami Litzer, so Maisiki Hava B'Shabbos Hava. The Maisa took place on Shabbos. And that is what the Bavli says. So, again, the way that we quoted B'Shem the Ritva is saying Pshat in that. Meaning, being that it took place on Shabbos. And therefore, Chazal chose to limit it to Shabbos, and there's more reason to limit it to Shabbos, because when a person remembers the Tsar, it's going to cause a person to be B'Tsar, and that will cause a person to be upset on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and that we don't want to happen. That is the way the Ritva says. Let's just finish, and we'll mention this Yerushalmi. So ask the Gemara. If so, will be Yom Tov Lishteri. So if you're telling me it's specific, it happened on Shabbos, and therefore only Shabbos, not a weekday, so what about Yom Tov? On Yom Tov it should be Mutter. Alom Etznan, and why did we learn in the Sechus Beitza, Meshachim Kelem Yom Tov Bein Tzvun Bein Shein Tzvurim, Rashi gives this, that on Yom Tov you're allowed to send articles of clothing, whether or not they're fully stitched up, or whether they're not stitched up, because even if they're not stitched up, you can still use it as a blanket, and you can still cover yourself, and you can still get warmth from the garment. But you're not allowed to send your friend a pair of sandal hamasumer. Neither can you send him an unsewn shoe. So says Rashi, Alma, Lav Bar Minole Beyamtavu. So you see clearly that a person has got no business wearing a sandal hamasumer on Yom Tov. And Dr. Tani asked him, because we said over there, Kol Shenei Oisin Baby Yom Tov Meshalchen Oisai. Anything which you can derive benefit from on Yom Tov, you're allowed to send. So you see very clearly that the Gezerah of the Issus Sandal HaMasumer applies on Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, B'Shabbos, my time on Shabbos, what's the reason why? It's a problem, the Ike Knufyo. Because there's a big gathering. People aren't working. Therefore, people are able to come to the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. But Yom Tov Nami Yikyo. So, on Yom Tov, the same reason applies. In fact, the Gemara Tainis Tzibar Yikyo Knufyo Litzar. So, according to that logic, so there should be some weekdays where there's a lot of people who assemble, you should ask for it. And now we say, Maiseki Have Biknufyo Di Isura. So quite an interesting reason, meaning we're saying that Chazal wanted to limit the Gezerah. They wanted to limit it to a time which is a day of gathering, even though on a Tainus it's a day of gathering, but being that it took place on a day of gathering, which was a day of Issur Melacha, so therefore they wanted to structure the Issur to a similar type of day. Even according to the Shita of Reb Hanina ben Akiva, that he says, in Maseches Chagiga, where there the Gemara speaks about a person carrying Mechatas and Ephrachatas on the Yardane and Svina, that being that there was a Maisa Shahoya that they found the Kezayas Min HaMeis on the boat, and it was Metameh, and therefore the Rabbanan said they made a Gzeira that a person should not ever transport Mechatas in a boat, and so on. Whereas Reb Chanina says no. They only acid on the Jordan River, and only on a boat, and not on a bridge, and so on. So according to Reb Chanina ben Akiva, you see that the Gzeira is a little bit more limited, and a little bit more kind of restricted and confined. Filer Chanina ben Akiva d'amar le'asr elo b'yardein u'b'svina uka ma'isa shahaya. And in which case, perhaps we should say it only applies on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Hani mili yardein the shiny mishana horis. It's different than other rivers. She says either by its width or by its depth. Avol Yom Tov v'Shabbos ki adadininu. Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same insofar as the Snan, Ein Ben Yom Tov Shabbos, Eichel Nefesh, Bilvah. The only difference, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, is Eichel Nefesh, and we know that Hitzah, which also has to do with Eichel Nefesh. So where are we holding right now? So the Gemara said, we know the history, the basic history as to the tragedy which took place by Sandal HaMesumer. Hence, they made a gzera that a person should not wear a Sandal HaMesumer. We'll see in a minute if it's only in the Rishus HaRabim. Lashon HaMishnah was Al Yetzei, which implies Rishus HaRabim. We'll see soon what about in a Chatzer Sheinim or Revis, what about in your house, and so on. We'll see. The Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara asks the obvious logical question, Vasap is Dafkan Shabbos? You know, this doesn't really have anything to do with Shabbos per se. The Gemara says, nevertheless, the Maisa took place on Shabbos. And Yom Tov is similar enough to Shabbos that it applies on Yom Tov also. The Yerushalmi over here asks the same question. Says the Yerushalmi, on the Avlama Dalad on the Beis, and the Yerushalmi, in fact, the Yerushalmi, Ma'ato afilu b'chayil. So, if so, we should say that Isser applies on how a person should never be able to wear a sandal on a summer, not on a Shabbos, not on a weekday. So, the Yerushalmi gives an answer, and it's a machlekes between the Karmon Ha'eid and the Pnei Moshe, how this line should be read. Should this line be read b'nechusa or b'tmiya? Is this just a statement, an answer, or is it read as a bit of a question? So, answers the Yerushalmi, Lav urche de bar nosha mahavi le train sandala chad l'chayla chad l'shufsa. It is not normal for a person to have two pairs of shoes, one for the weekday and one for Shabbos. So says the carbonator over here, he says, Lav orche sheyaskin leishnei zugeis minala mechad lechol vechad leShabbos. It's not normal. The kevin sheken deme shegozru shuli lotzis bei b'Shabbos memela af b'chol lo yetsa bei. V'atam shegozru b'Shabbos the ma'isik yavi b'Shabbos hava. So he's saying that to the extent that it's not the normal thing to have two different pairs of shoes, so enachanami to the extent that you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos and you only have one pair of shoes anyway. People don't have Shabbos shoes. There's no such thing as Na'alei Shabbos. No such thing. So says the Karmon Ha'Eidah that the cave and Shekin, the Mesh, Gozru, Shalei Lotzis, Baby Shabbos, Memela Af Bechol Yetzabai. So in Hanami, included in the Gzeirah of Al Yetzay, the Sandal HaMesumer, is you can never wear a Sandal HaMesumer, and so on. That's the way the Karmon Ha'Eidah learns it. The Pnei Moshe says, "Umeshani dechilav urche de bnei nasha shiulam train sandalin had zug lechol v'had zug l'shabbat." Is it not normal for people to have two distinct pairs of shoes? And he says, "Umaisa shahaya v'im Shabbos haya v'vigur gazru al shol Shabbos." So, according to the way the Pnei Moshe learns, is one second. There's big, just like this big day Shabbos. There's big day chol. Just like there's na'alei Shabbos, there's na'alei chol, and there's two different things. And the fact that they asked it on Shabbos with the special begodim and na'alayim of Shabbos it's not going to extend to a weekday. Whereas the commentator says, no one has special Nale Shabbos. You have one pair of shoes. Kodesh and Chol, there's no difference. And to the extent that they asked it, Ein Hachanami, they asked it on the weekday. One thing which comes out of this, which the place can bring, which is very interesting, I remember one time we went to Eretz Yisrael about, 7 years ago, and we went to a Rebbe of mine, Reb Tzvi Cheshin, for the Suda Friday night. And my son forgot to pack his Shabbos shoes with, and he only had trainers. And we came to my Rebbe's house, and we were wearing our Big Day Shabbos, and we were wearing our Na'ale Shabbos, and all he had to wear was his trainers, with his suit. And he was a little bit embarrassed. So Reb Tzvi Cheshin said, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, he was obviously trying to make him feel good. He said, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. The post can say that there's no inyan to wear, especially Na'ale Shabbos, and you don't have to worry about it, and it's fine. I mean, it might have looked a little bit strange to wear trainers and a suit and with a hat. The Al-Kafad, and they say, based on the two terutzim of the Karban Ha'ed and the Pnei Moshe, it comes out of Nafkamina Ladina. Is there an inyan for a person to wear special shoes on Shabbos? According to the Karban Eda, who says that you don't have separate shoes for a weekday and Shabbos. So you see, there's no inyan to have special shoes for a weekday and for Shabbos. According to the Pnei Moshe, who learns it, Bitzmiya, there is such an inyan to wear it. Al-Kaponim, according to the Bavli, who he said that the Maisa Shuhaya took place on Shabbos, the Ritzvah is being Masber, it's more an inyan that it's going to upset a person. It's going to upset a person, and therefore they didn't want that to be ma'arbeiv, the simcha of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Good, says the Gemara Vayter. Omer Reb Shammah Yudah Mishmo Leishan of Ela Lechazik, Avol Lenoy Mutter. So another qualification to the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah is to wear a sandal hamasumer where the studs and the cleats in the sandal are there to strengthen the sandal. Avulanoi, but if you have these studs for beauty, that is fine. That is perfectly fine, no problem whatsoever. Let's see Rashi, important Rashi. El lechazik, shemas mreisav nasu lechazik ha'ekiv shekirin soul, ima panta shekirin in pila. Avulanoi mutter, and Rashi is going to say this line at least 3 times on this Amud. Why is it okay? Says Rashi, Dolei gozru ela me'ein hama'oira. The nature of the gzera was me'ein hama'oira, like the Maisa Shahaya, vahanu l'chazikayu, kestam masmeirim the sandal. There it was done for the sake of strengthening the sandal, and therefore, that's the only type of sandal which is going to be included in this gzeira. Meina ma'ira, mernished.
But it might be a problem because it's nevertheless the sandal.
Well, I don't think we're saying that your average sandal. I'm sorry?
We're not eliminating the pikuach nefesh aspect of those kind of sandals.
Well, I think we are, because I don't think that the nidin and the sugya has anything to do with pikuach nefesh as such. Meaning we're saying, being that there was a Maisa Shahaya where there was a tragedy which took place, B'shas HaShmad, where people packed into a cave and so on, therefore in order not to remind ourselves of that tragedy, we don't wear it. But it doesn't seem to be that the concern is a concern that nowadays a similar thing is going to repeat itself. Otherwise, you'd be right. I mean, if we're saying that it's a dangerous thing to wear, so then we should not distinguish, we should not differentiate between what the reason why you have these studs. So it seems to be that it's more, they made a gzera, again, it's very muzbar the way the Ritzvah explained it, it's more that they didn't want to share our simcha of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore it's going to remind us if we wear this. But otherwise, Ein Hachanami, you're right, so there shouldn't be any reason to make this distinction. So that's what the Gemara says. Is how many studs is considered to be decorative? Rabbi Yechon says, Chomesh bezeh, Chomesh bezeh, 5 in each shoe. Rabbanina Omer, Sheva bezeh, Sheva bezeh. And we shouldn't explain that they would never usually have an even number of studs when it was done for Noy. Amir Abiyachan and Lakshem and Baraba, Azbalach Ledidi, I'll explain my sheet of five. Shtai Mikan, Achas Patasiyasov, two here, two there, and one on the straps. The way Rashi explains, it seems to be that there's one stud at the front of the sandal, one at the back, one on either side, and one on the actual strap itself. Whereas Lukhanin, it's Gimel Mikan, the Gimel Mikan, the Achas Patasiyasov, and that is considered to be noy, but anything more than five or seven respectively is considered to be that it would be done l'chazik, in which case it would be a problem. Says the Gemara, and I guess you have to say that it's more a question of number, because if we would say that, well, some people wear it for noy, and some people wear it for chizuk, so then there's always going to be a marisayin. If I'm wearing it for noy, how do you know that I'm wearing it for noy? Maybe I'm wearing it for chizuk, and therefore you should say, hey, he's wearing a sandal on Masumer. So it seems to be that there was a limited number which would have been worn purely for the sake of noy, and more than that they would wear for the sake of chizuk. So good, says the Gemara like this. Meisve, you're going to ask the Kashan Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon said only five. Five is the limit for noy. Sandal hanita, if you have a sandal which is nota, meaning it's nota to one side, it's not balanced, it's uneven. So the din is, you can have seven studs, divri yabinasan. The Rebbe Mata, Rebbe Gimel, Rebbe Mata, he says up till 13, you're good to go. So Bishlam Rebbe Haninu said seven, hudamak rabnasan. El Rabbi Yechon said five is the limit. There's never a case where you're allowed to have more than five, because there's always going to be a sandal hamasumer problem. El Rabbi Yechon and the Amar Keman, who's he going like? Says the Gemara, who the Amar Krib Neroi, the Tanya of Neroi, Omer, hey, mutter, v'sheva asa. Again, we're not speaking in even numbers. It seems to be they would never have an even number, even for Noy. So Rabbi Neroi says the maximum amount is five. So Rabbi Yechon is going like Rav Naharai. That's the way we're going to be Miyashiv Rabbi Yechonan from this price. We're going to see later on another answer to this kasha. Omer le'eifol, Rabba Barbachana. So Atun Talmidei de Rabbi Yechonan Levitik Rabbi Yechonan. You are Talmidei of Rabbi Yechonan. You need to be Machmer like Rabbi Yechonan and say that five's the limit. Whereas Anon, Nevet Krab Chanina, we have the right to be Mako. We can go, we're not Meshubat Rabbi Yechonan, we don't live in Rabbi Yechonan's place. We're not his Talmidim, we can be Mekum, we can have seven. And that's also not considered to be Lechazek, that is still considered to be Lenoy. So, Boimene Ravuna Rabashi Hameshma. What's the way he asked in this Shaila? What's the din of five? Omne Afilu Zayin Mutter. Even seven is Mutter, meaning like Rabbi Chanina. Tesma, what did it say? He was trying to kind of push even further. What about nine? Can you have nine studs and still say that's considered to be for noy? Amalei, afidu ches, asa, even eight would be a problem. Like we mentioned, they would never have an even number, but he was just saying, no, eight would be the cutoff, as in seven practically would be the cutoff. Even eight is going to be a problem. Now, boimi neyahu ratsana mirebi ami, tofru mi befnim mahu. What if they stitched inside the sandal a shoe? What about that? If you look at Rashi, you're almost directly across a couple lines up. Tafru mi bifnim, shenasin min al shalar. They took a shoe, a regular leather shoe, lifnim min asandal, and tafru. What about that? Meaning on the one hand, you have a sandal. On the other hand, but you have a shoe inside the sandal. So is that kind of the get out clause, and that does that kasher it? Or do we say it still externally is a sandal, in which case it is problematic? I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. It's fine. I thought I had to get up. So, Maus Amarlei. So he said mutter. He said it is mutter. Vola yodana my taima. And I'm not sure the reason why he said it is mutter. So, Amarlei Ravashi. Well, you don't know the reason why he mattered. Cave in the top from me, Bifnim, Havali Minnow. to the extent that you sewed something inside it, you have a proper shoe. Besando gazru bei rabbanan, the minal le gazru bei rabbanan. So again, we're going to see, this is, as I mentioned, this is an important marmokim for gzeiros chazal, that the gzeira you cannot, and we find many places with Shem Achronim, don't be quick to start to extend gzeiros chazal. Where heichad the gazru, gazru heichad the le gazru. So that's what we're saying over here. The reason why it's mutter is because it's not similar to a sandal anymore. Boimene Reb Abba bar Zavda me Reb Abba bar Avina aso kemin kalbus mau. What if they make the studs of the sandal like a kalbus? So Rashi says over here in Dibra Maschel aso lamasmer, they make the nails, the pegs, the cleats, kemin kalbus valaz, meaning tinfilen, shnei roshin chadin. So you basically have two sharp points, ukufin, but they bend it. So I guess it looks kind of like a horseshoe. So instead of having just a single stud like this, they would have like horseshoe-like studs inside the thing, and so on. What if they make the studs like that? Is that okay, or are we going to say that that's really different to normal studs, in which case it's going to be mutter? So that was the shaila. Kemin kalbus ma'u amalei mutter. It is mutter. Again, look at Rashi. Rashi says again the same thing. Hayo v'nishtane misham asmerim dole gozru ela me'ein hama'ora. They only make a gzeira me'ein hama'ora. It's interesting. At the end of the day, it still requires a little bit of a hesber, a little bit of a gather. When we say, okay, they only made it me'ein hama'ora. So, Lamashe, if I were to ask you at this stage, the Maisa Shahaya was that a bunch of men wanted to learn Torah and to daven. It was a Shas HaShmad, and therefore they went into a cave, and they became hysterical, and they were frightened, and therefore they ran and they crushed each other in the cave, and lots of men died. So this gezeira applied to women. Well, we say this was a gezeira Shmad not to learn Torah. And this was something which had to do with men, and the men died, and this really is like too far removed to apply to women. I don't know, you could hear, I mean, Rashi said twice, there's going to be another Rashi in a couple of lines from now that he's going to say again, the only will go is the main Amaira, only Kain Amaira. So, I don't know, what would you say? The Meiri says that it applies to women also. The Rambam says it applies to women also. But I'm just saying, with these things, even when we say, oh, that you're not allowed to extend the Gzeiros Chazal, but there is a certain common sense aspect which we can. Like we saw yesterday, we saw a very important thesis on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis about an Isha Chashuva is not going to take off a very exquisite ornament, a very exquisite jewelry. But nevertheless, Tosfos said, but if an Isha Chashuva is wearing more simple jewelry, even though an Isha Chashuva doesn't take off jewelry in the street to show her friends because it's pasnished, but nevertheless, we're not going to be mechalek between this woman and that woman. And we would like to make a loy plug of sorts. But nevertheless, if it's a particular piece of jewelry which only the rich and famous can afford, then that is going to be excluded from the gzeira. So with all these things, then there still is room to be magder a bit more, what is considered to be, it's klar, that's part of the gzeira, we're not going to be mechalek in a man and a woman, even though the gzeira was against the yadus, which was mainly against the men's ability to learn Torah and to daven. But nevertheless, we shouldn't say it does extend to women. And other places we say, no, we're only going to main ama'ora. So there's always a little bit of gray area which needs a hagdara. Good. So now we say like this. So we said, what about the kalbus? We said, it's mutter. It's manami, amr b'yezib b'chanina, aso kemin kalbus, mutter. Amr b'sheshes, chipo kulu b'masmerais, kedei shalei tehe karka oichaltai mutter. Let's say you line the entire sole of the sandal with masmeres, with these studs. And you do this because you don't want the leather sole or the sole of the shoe to get damaged. I don't know, let's say it's a very rocky area and you're scared that the ground is going to get muddy, it's going to get dirty. So you put loads and loads of masmeres, kadeshla tehe, karka, ichlasi. You're not doing it for noy, but it looks really very different. What's the armor of Sheshis Chipol, kudem masmeres, kadeshla tehe, karka, echalte, mutter. That is also going to be mutter. Tanika masdev Sheshis, le yetze aish, besand lama summer. So this is already a very interesting, important braisa. Up until now, we've said that the issur is to go into the Rishus HaRabim with a sandal on the summer. Here it says, don't even go from room to room within your house with a sandal on the summer. I mean, it's not a din in hitzah, per se. And not only that, even within one room, wearing it from one side of the room to go from one bed to another bed is also a problem. One thing which you are allowed to do is you are allowed to use the sandal hamasumer to cover over a keli or to support a bed. Why can you do that? The reason why is because it's a klisha malachta le'isser. Chazal forbade you to wear it. It's a klisha malachta le'isser. But a klisha malachta le'isser is mutter l'tzirach gufay. So if I need it for some tashmish shel heter, I've got a pen on the table, and I need the table because I need the place of the table. I need to use the chair, and the pen's on the chair. I can take the pen off the table. So you're allowed to remove it, and you can use it, l'chas es beis ha'kli, v'lismich boi kari amito. Rav Elazar ben Shimon oiser. But Rav Elazar ben Shimon asses it. He says that such a thing is aser. Why does he aser it? Says Rav, let's just see two Rashis. Rashi says, Avo metalflin oisoy. So Rashi, the toiras kli alav. And as we're going to see later on in the Masechta, when we speak more about Muktzah, once something has teras kli, it's going to be much more of a bar tiltle than stones and grass and offer and the like. Now we said he asked, so he holds that they extended the gzera because you might come to wear it. Nashu roiv masmeresov, if the majority of the studs fell out. So what do you have over here? The majority of the studs fell out. Vinishtayer boy daled oihei, and you have four or five which remained mutter. V'rebi mater ad sheva, and Rebbe maters even if you have up to seven. Chifo ba'ar melamata, if you cover it with leather down below, v'cover by masmeres melamala, and you put the studs up above, that is mutter. Aso, what does he say in the back? Aso kemin, kemin tas. If you make it like a tas, or like kalvas, kemin yased, oy shechipeyu kulei b'mas meireis, which is ultimately what we're bringing this whole thing for. Rav Sheshis is din. So if you make it like a kalvas or like a tas, or you cover the whole thing with studs, kedei shaloi tehei karka echaltoi, mutter. It is mutter to do. Let's see one Rashi. Rashi says, mutter hoyo v'nishtana mi kamosha hoyo d'me'ein ha'ma'ora gozru. Right? The Ritzamal. Rashi says, keseder again and again and again. The only time it's also is me'ein ha'ma'ora. Now, Kavona, we have a raya to Rav Sheshis. To Rav Sheshis din, that if you cover the whole thing with these studs so that it doesn't get damaged by the ground, and that is mutter. Now, Frank B'Gemara, Haguf Akash, 1 second. Before you bring a raya to Rav Sheshis from a braisa, you better make sure that the braisa is reliable. And there's an apparent steer in the braisa. And to the extent that there's an apparent steer in the braisa, who says you can rely on this braisa? Why? What's the steer of? You said if the majority of the nails of the studs fall out, which is mashma, even if there's many left, like let's say for instance you have 40 studs and 21 fall out, so you've got 19 left. So the mashma is that of if the majority fall out and there's 19 left, it's mashma, it's okay. For hadatani, but then you say in the same breath, if there's arba echamesh, if there's 4 or 5 left, arba echamesh in tveiloy, so mashma 4 or 5 is the limit. So which one is it? So Elamai, you see that the whole braisa is not to be relied upon, in which case, how can you bring a proof to Rav Sheshis? So Amrav Sheshis, Rav Sheshis, who is the one who, to a certain extent, very much wanted this braisa, because this is going to be a riot in his din, Amrav Sheshis, Leikasha, Kansha, Nigmamu, Kansha, Nekru. It depends if like the studs have kind of worn down, or if they have been removed. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shenikmumu means melamala. It's been worn down from the top of Rishumay Nikr, Pesecha 8, but you can still see in the wooden sole of the shoe, you can clearly see that there was at some stage a stud in that area. Avidatuva, even if loads of them have been removed, and loads of them remain, excuse me, it's fine. The Minkash Eina Kibriyase. Because it's clear, it's not like it was initially. Whereas Shenekru Legamre Shenikash Ayabai Yeser Daladehe In Tveiloi. That's from Levia. That's from the Pshat of the Levi. The Pshat of the Levi, which he brings over here. Where does he bring this from? Al Kaponim said depends. It really depends whether it's nicker. If the Rishume is nicker, you can tell this wasn't how it was originally, then you can have even more. You can have 19. But if it looks just like a regular sandal and there's more than 5 studs, that's going to be a problem, as we said, because then it doesn't necessarily look like it's just for Noiba Alma. It looks like it might be for Lechazik, in which case it would be a problem. Good. Fine, so we said arba ay chamesh, you can have, and then we said in the braisa of 4 or 5. Frag the Gemara, ashta chamesh shari arba mi boy. Why is it necessary to say 4 if there's a hanter of 5? Amram chiz the arba mi sandal katan, the chamesh mi sandal gadol. It depends if you're starting with, if you have a big sandal or if you have a small sandal. So a small sandal only 4, a big sandal even 5. Rebbe Matar at Sheva, Rebbe Matar is even up until 7. I Votanya Rebbe Matar ad Shleishis Rei. He matters only, Rebbe Matar until 13. Nay, in that case is different. Nay to Shiny. The only time we said that Rebbe matters if there's 13 studs is if the sandal is uneven. If it's uneven and then you have on one side loads of studs, that's okay, and people will realize that this is, you're just doing it to balance and stabilize the footwear which you're wearing. Says the Gemara, Hashtadas is lucky, once you say this answer, there's a difference between an unstable and a stable sandal. So once you say this, so we asked the Kasha before, and Rabbi Yochanan, we asked the Kasha from Rabbi Isa, and we said, Rabbi Yochanan is the like man, and we said, no, he's going like Rabbi Nahirai. But now that you've said this answer, Hashadas is lachi, L'Rabbi Yochanan Amilei Kasha, Meita Shaini, the Braisa which speaks about, well, you wear more than 5 studs, is in a situation where the sandal was uneven. Amar of Masna, Amri La, Amar of Achda Voy, Bar Masna, Amar of Masna, Ein Halacha, K'Rabbalazar, Brib Shimon. We don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Remember, he was the one who said, you're not allowed even to be metaltel a sandal amasumer. It's not considered to be like a regular klisha malachtel isra, that it's mutal atzech gufi mekoimai. You cannot even be metaltel it. Frag the Amabshit, of course. Yochid v'rabim, alacha g'rabim. We always paskin like the rabbim. So ma'od etema mistabr time at Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, b'ha. It makes sense that once you're going to start to use it and be metal, that you might end up wearing it, and therefore maybe there's makom to say it's going to be asur b'tilto. Kamash malan, we don't say it. Yesh la'ayin, when we say kamash malan, is the pshat that we don't say it. But the etzen, I would paskin like a yachid, if the reason is very mistaber. But over here, the reason is not so mistaber. Or is the pshat kamash malan, we never paskin like a yachid. So there are rishenim which say, for instance, the Meiri says in one place, that if the reason of a yachid is very mistaber, then we will not apply the regular rule of yachid v'rabim halachat rabim. But in theory, it would very much depend on how you learn this. The reason is mistaber tvei kamash malan, either yachid v'rabim halachat rabim always, or no, it's not so mistaber in this particular instance. Says the Gemara, Amr b'chia. Ilav de karuli bavloi shari isura. Had it not been that I'm coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and had it not been that I would be scared that people would refer to me as the Makel Babylonian, sharinim be'tuva, I would matter many more studs. I would matter much more. Rashi says, bavloi shari isura v'b'chia mi bavel havik d'minim b'sfeka al v'b'chia ubana v'yasdua. I would matter even more. Says the Gemara, the camel. So, but Bambadisa Amrin, Esrim V'Arba. He would matter 24. Mesur Amrin, Esrim V'Tarati. Surah said he would only matter 22. Amrim Nachman, by Yitzchak V'Simaneich. What's the way to remember? Add the Asim, Bambadisa L'Sura, Chosetarati, meaning Rav came from Bavo. Rav came from Bavel, so on the journey he lost two studs on the way. Meaning, first he went to Pumbedisa, and then he went to Sura. So Ados mi Pumbedisa to Sura. From the time that he went from Pumbedisa to Sura, two more studs were lost on the journey, and that's the reason why in Sura they only matter up until 22. And she says Chosetarti Naflu Shtayim Mimas Meresav Baderech.
Also, wasn't he an
Amora? Correct, he was an Amora.
And the other man's Amora was a Tana.
Which one?
Rebbe.
Well, I mean, Rebbe is...
And so we take precedence over...
Well, I mean, it's interesting. Number one, we do find at times that... I mean, Rebbe was a Tana of Rebbe. And we do find times that Rebbe disagreed with Rebbe, number one. You know, he was like, I guess, I mean, he was a Talmud, whether he's considered to be a Talmud Chava or not, I'm not sure. But also, we did have a discussion even amongst the Amorayim as to what is the maximum limit and the number of studs you can have in the Sablam Asomer. So it could be that he's saying, I would have been more Makel than other Amorayim, but I didn't want to be referred to as a Bavli Sharina, as a someone who is so makel. Okay, we will stop here.